So, continuing on the Splattercore theme, shitloads of fuck all. That sounds terrible, but it's actually the name of the next act. We're going to. Oh, Katie's bringing me booze. Can't complain about that. Cheers, love. Yeah. Do you want to introduce yourselves or yourself? We've got half of them in here.
Yeah, I'm Yarl out of shitloads of fuck all. The other person is Jan. Jan, do you want to come in here a minute?
What?
Do you want to speak or not? No, fair enough. Okay, yeah. We used to be in a band called Goblin the Cox. That finished about 2004, and we just moved. It was kind of like a punk band, and we moved into making noise. So that was about 2005 we were doing that. But together, we've been making music for at least 10 years.
Right, so this is quite a developed project in a lot of ways.
Yes and no, it's kind of like improvised, so we don't really know what's coming out of it. So,
why did you decide to form up under this new title, though? I mean, is there a manifesto statement, or it's just an ongoing, where do we go from here sort of?
There is a kind of manifesto. Like, hopefully the last track that we do has got like our manifesto in it, but. It's a very rough manifesto. It was basically about just breaking punk music down to its raw elements, just to the pure violence behind it, and anger and aggression and passion, as opposed to just formulaic rubbish, which I think punk sometimes gets stuck in.
Fair play, yeah. I think it's a very mixed medium, punk. Like, some people were doing some good things and some people doing some bad. It's definitely kind of quite far from a traditional punk setup. What equipment's involved with this?
Jan's gonna have to answer that one. I don't really know.
There's basically a kind of homemade gadget made out of a camera, like a photo synth thing, basically. Theremin. And there's a bog standard theremin and a Roland SH-101.
And a nasty pedal.
And a vocal as well.
Yeah, and vocal as well.
And what sort of? I mean, have you played it out a lot? Have you had much of a response to the project?
We've played it out quite a bit. Yeah, responses vary. Sometimes people leave. Sometimes people like it.
I think that's a common result of sort of noise-based and indeed punk projects. Do you feel you're sort of you're happy with the direction I was going to say, do you feel you're achieving your aims, but I think you've already said that there aren't necessarily aims. Are you happy with it as a project?
Sometimes. I mean, I don't know, that's quite a hard question. Sometimes you're happy with what you're doing, sometimes you're pissed at it. So at the moment, yeah, I'm happy with it.
Is there a sort of standout gig that you've really been happy with?
One in Manchester we did with an organisation called Subterfuge was quite a good one. Yeah, I quite like that one. There's one where we handed out earplugs to everybody who came in through the door, and people still left because it was too noisy. I don't know, I've quite enjoyed all of them, really.
Fair play to handing out earplugs. We do that at our raves as well. That's what the level of bass does to you. Any gigs or releases coming up?
Well, we're working on putting together a release, which will hopefully come out on Splattercore. Gigs, the next one is the big Splattercore thing in Nottingham coming up soon, which I think Ryan's already mentioned.
Rigor Mortis. Excellent. Well, we'll get you onto the instruments. Thanks very much for coming in.
Right, okay.
And yeah, get ready to turn them up. Yeah, we're still waiting for the musical stylings of Noisy as Fuck, who's going to conclude the evening, and going to have a competition and plug a few things. But this is Shitloads of Fuck All. You probably hear that in the background. For Splattercore on LFM.
I can see stars!
I can see stars, fucking ace. I can see fucking stars. It's like you really gonna say job. That fucking job. That job. That job looks okay. Pointing guns, taking down tall buildings and putting them up. That job. That job looks okay. That job. That job looks okay. Crawling around the tubes of a bad place to see how it works. Crawling around the inside! Crawling around the inside! Crawling around the inside of a bird's lung just to see how it flies! That job looks okay! That job looks okay! Picking up rubbish, putting it down for that matter! Stacking shells! That job looks okay! That job looks okay! Setting fire to cars, stacking shells! Setting fire to cars! Pointing guns! Taking down tall buildings and putting them up! That job looks okay!
Great, great, we deserve them. They deserve each other.
deserve each other. You deserve that. Drunken machine, staggering from factory to factory, broken and breaking the others, broken, drunken machine, click, clack on, they run 24 hours a day, 24 fucking hours a day, drunken machine, staggering from factory to factory, broken and breaking the others, click, clack on, they run 24 fucking hours a day. Just like us! Just like us! Turning out! Fucking a belt of bread! What the fuck? Just turn it out! Turn it out! Get out! Get it out! Get out! Get out!
Bombsite. Bombshite.
Barnstormer, bombsite, bombshite, barnstormer. My life. My life. My life. Yours. It's nothing. The bomb. You. Your life. It's falling. Bombsite. Bombsite. Barnstormer. Your life. The bomb. You.
Well, that was it's a little bit loud. Well, that was shitloads of fuck all. fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. You're listening to LFM. This is the Splattercore special. Starting off your 2009 a little bit late. But better late than never. I've said that before. So, it's time for some talk of the Splattercore competition, which we're posing. Do you want to pose the question, Ryan?
The question was, if you add all the people in this room together that we have now from Splattercore, and that's people who have come... Is it people who have come from Splattercore or just people in the room?
I think people in the room,
okay,
who are apart from residents in the studio.
Yep. If you add all the ages together, then what is the actual number, basically?
The combined total age of the visitors to the studio this evening. And what's the prize?
The prize is an as of yet unreleased Junkie Cut CD and a Noisy as Fuck album also.
And I think there are 11 people here visiting, so that gives you a bit of a ballpark figure to work from. I might be wrong about that, but it's close enough to 11. And, you know, one of them could be 40, so that would be 2 20-year-olds.
Or 70.
Yeah, that would be 3.5 20-year-olds. Anyway, it'll be very interesting. And the nearest guess will win those fantastic prizes. And because it's the start of year and because we're very beneficent, we'll throw in one of the fantastic Criminal Mixes t-shirts that we were giving away last year as well, because we still got a couple left, and basically they're eating up shelf space, which in the spirit of throwing everything out of the studio that I've been on in the last couple of weeks, they're going to get bunged as well unless you win them. So answers on an e-postcard to lfm.net, info@lfm.net, excuse me. So